Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav is going to be continuing the theme of comparing and contrasting the different items. However, the rest of the these next bunch of Mishnayos are not going to be discussing anything related to Bikurim. Rather, they're going to be discussing comparing and contrasting other items in halacha. The Mishnah here in Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav, is going to specifically deal with the halachos of an esrog. Now, for halachic purposes, it's important to be able to identify the year to which certain produce belongs. For example, if produce started growing in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, but it is picked in the third year, we need to be able to determine whether it is a second year produce, because then that's when Maaser Sheni is separated during the second year. Or if it's third-year produce, then you have to give Maaser Ani, which again is given to the poor people. So in general, the determining factor, though, for fruit is when they begin to grow. But the determining factor for vegetables is when they are actually picked. Therefore, for example, if fruit and vegetables began to grow in the second year, but they were picked in the third year, the fruit would be given the second-year status, but the vegetables would be given third-year status. Now, when it comes to the esrog really is a special type of a situation. The Mishnah here is going to teach us that in some respects, in some ways, the year of an esrog is determined by when it starts to grow, just like fruit. And in some aspects, the year is determined by when it is picked, just like vegetables. Says the Mishnah, esrog shav v'li'ilon b'shlosha drachim. And esrog is like the fruit of a tree in three ways. Uliyarak b'derek echon. And it's like vegetables in one way. So we're first going to discuss how an esrog is like fruit. Says the Mishnah, shav v'li'ilon b'arla. That the esrog is like fruit with respect to the iser of Arla, which again teaches us that the fruit of a tree's first 3 years cannot be eaten at all. It can't get any hana, any benefit from it whatsoever. Therefore, if an esrog were to start to grow during a tree's first 3 years, the halacha of Arla would apply to it, even if it's picked in the fourth year. Because when it comes to Arla, we follow the year of the esrog's growth, just like fruit, and not the year in which it is picked, like it would be when it comes to vegetables. This is the first way in which an esrog is like a fruit when it comes to arla. It goes by when it is grown, not when it is picked. The second way that the esrog is like fruit, uvirevai. Similarly, an esrog is like the fruit of a tree with respect to the halachos of revai, like we discussed previously, the fruit of the fourth year of the tree, which must be brought and eaten in Yerushalayim. Therefore, here too, if an esrog were to start to grow during the tree's fourth year, it must be eaten in Yerushalayim, even if it is picked in the fifth year. Because like our Mishnah is teaching us, Revai, when it comes to the halachas of Revai, we follow the year of the esrog's growth when it starts to grow, like a fruit, and not when it is picked, like vegetables. The third way in which an esrog is compared to fruit, says the Mishnah, is uvashvius, when it comes to the halachos of Shemitah. For example, the obligation to leave Shemitah produce for just leave it in your field for anyone to take, the iser, the prohibition against destroying Shemitah produce, using it for any business purposes, and so on and so forth, is the basic halachos of Shemitah, like we learned in Maseches Shviyos, and a fruit for this purpose is, and an esrog rather, for this purpose, has the status of a fruit in this regard. Therefore, if an esrog starts to grow during the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, then we're going to treat it like a regular esrog, non-Shemitah. It's all about when it's growing, and therefore it's considered to be a six-year esrog. However, if it were to grow during the seventh year, but be picked during the eighth year, then it's like fruit. Therefore, we consider it to be like a Shemitah fruit, and you'd have to treat it as such. So those are the three ways in which an esrog is compared to a fruit when it comes to Arla, when it comes to Revai, and when it comes to Shemitah. All we focus on and care about is when the esrog actually begins to grow. However, says the Mishnah, Uli Yarak B'Derek Achad, it is like vegetables in one way, where we care about when it is picked. How so? Shebishas L'Kitoso Isuro. When it comes to the separating of the Chumos and Maestros, we go by when it is picked. Therefore, for example, if an esrog starts to grow in the second year of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, but it is picked in the third year, then we give it the status of its third year, because in this particular regard, when it comes to Chumos and Maestros, It's all about when the Esrog is picked, and therefore if it's picked during the third year, then we're going to separate Maaser Ani given to the poor people from it, because again, Maaser Ani is given during the third year. And says the Mishnah Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, these are the opinions of Rabban Gamliel. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says, no, Shava Le'ilon Bechal Davar, an Esrog tree, says Rabbi Eliezer, is similar to the fruit of a tree in every single aspect, not only when it comes to Arlen, not only when it comes to Revai, not only when it comes to Shemitah, where everyone agrees is considered to be all about the growth and all about the fruit relationship, but says Rabbi Eliezer, the same is true, even when it comes to, the Trumos and Maestros, and there too, says Rabbi Eliezer, that's also how we're going to treat an Esrog, that it's all about when it is growing again, according to him, but according to Rabbi Gamliel, he disagrees and says, no, that when it comes to Trumos and Maestros, we're going to give it the status of the vegetables when it comes to separating them. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah here is going to compare the halachos of human blood to the halachos of animal blood. Says the Mishnah, Dam Mehalche Shtayim, the blood of those who walk on 2 feet, meaning to say the blood of human beings, of people, right? Blood from a human dead body, for example. Shava L'dam Behema L'Hachshiras Hazra is similar to animal blood in regard to the idea that it can make food fit to become tameh. As we learn in Maseches Machshir, and the halacha is that food cannot become tameh unless it first touched one of the 7 types of liquids. One of the 7 types of liquids discussed in the 6th parak of Maseches Machshirin is blood. Therefore, food touched blood, or whether it's animal blood or human blood, and later it came into contact with any source of tumah, then it would become tameh. Again, this is one way in which the animal blood and the human blood are equal to be able to make something have the potential to become tameh. However, says the Mishnah, v'dam hasheret ein chayav in alav. However, human blood is similar to the blood of a sheret, some sort of a creepy crawling animal, and that one is not going to get kares for eating it normally. If the Torah's prohibition against eating or drinking blood does not include the blood of a sheret or the blood of humans, however, it would only apply to animals, and that is how an animal how the blood of human is different from animals, but similar to the blood of a sheret, of a creepy crawler animal. Quick review: Perek Beis Mishnah Vav discussed 3 ways in which an esrog is considered to be a fruit, and one way in which it is considered to be a vegetable, again, for the purpose of determining various halachic statuses of the esrog tree. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin discussed how regular human blood is similar to animal blood, and one way it's different from animal blood and similar to the blood of a sheretz. Have a great day.